living along the lake in Chicago or one of the middle-class townships to the north of the city, your property tax may jump 19%. County Assessor's Office workers are reportedly making readjustments, but Assessor P.J. Cullerton says equalization of rates will not cause any drastic tax hikes. Mayor Daley says bills of all property taxpayers in Chicago may drop soon because of anticipated revenue sharing money. This is John Gannis.
A ray of hope. This is Howie Roberts. Coast Guard helicopters are reported picking up very strong locator beacon signals in a mountainous area of Alaska where Democratic House Majority Leader Hale Boggs and three other passengers are missing in a light aircraft.
They have picked up a beacon in the area of the Mansfield Peninsula, about 15 to 20 miles west of Juneau. However, there is no indication that it is the beacon, as a beacon belonging to the aircraft in which Hale Boggs and Nick Begich were passengers.
Air Rescue Sergeant Gordon Arrow, who says a visual search will be carried out now in the area where the signals came from.
Fred Hubbard goes to trial on November 6th. The former 2nd Ward Alderman is charged in federal court with extorting over $100,000 from a federal construction hiring plan, then leaving town. 40 persons have overcome deafness to attain certified driver's licenses. The group received their diplomas in traffic court last night after completing a 5-week course taught in sign language. Two members of the Mau Mau gang have turned themselves into authorities in Chicago. Derry Patry, 20, surrendered with his lawyer in a criminal court judge's chambers, and 22-year-old Garland Jackson walked into police headquarters to give himself up. Actress Jane Fonda is continuing her attacks on the Nixon Indochina policies, calling the president a traitor by continuing the war. California Governor Ronald Reagan responds to her remarks.
I think Jane Fonda's kind of a tragic figure. I think that young lady is hopelessly misinformed. Frankly, I think that she's been steered down a path and is being turned on to say things that I'm sure she's sincere about and she believes. But she's doing no service to her country, and certainly she's doing no service to the cause of peace.
Reagan told a Chicago news conference he believes President Nixon will win in November, though not by as big a margin as current polls may indicate. The Senate, by a 52-12 vote, has overridden President Nixon's veto of a major pollution bill. The U.S. Army Chief of Staff, General Creighton Abrams, has arrived in South Vietnam, with presidential aide Henry Kissinger expected shortly. Presidential nominee George McGovern will seek Democratic support in Michigan and in Ohio today. Chile's leftist government decreed a night curfew in Santiago after 1 week of protests and sporadic civil violence. But California weather is messing up the World Series schedule. Game 3 postponed by last night's driving rain and hail to tonight. And even then, the weather isn't too promising. Game 4 tomorrow night. Game 5 moved to afternoon instead of night Friday with no day off. Afternoon games Saturday and Sunday in Cincinnati should complete the series. The Blackhawks lost their second game of the season, making it 4-2 with a 6-3 loss to the Canucks in Vancouver. NBA scores, Buffalo 122, Philadelphia 114, Boston topped Atlanta 119-115, New York's Knickerbockers beat Houston 103-95, Portland downed the Milwaukee Bucks 111-108. In the ABA, Dallas beat the New York Nets 101-93, and San Diego topped Virginia 117-112.
WCFL, Ron O'Brien. Help the Crusade of Mercy help the aged. Pledge your fair share. People helping people is what the Crusade of Mercy is all about.
WCFL weather, partly cloudy, cold, low around 30, higher near the lake. Cloudy and cool today. Chance of a little rain mixed with snow, high in the upper 30s. Winds calm, temperatures northwest 36, southwest 39, downtown of Marina City 41 degrees. At WCFL. WCFL 254, Dickie Shannon. For a Wednesday morning in Chicago, this hour, Dick Sherwin of Highland Park scored himself a Remington's men's shaver on Super Score from Super CFL. Dickie Shannon, and a very touching number. I am really touched, and so is Michael Jackson. You would have to be touched to sing about this thing. Once again, it's 3 o'clock with Dick Shannon at the Voice of Labor.
WCFL, Chicago.
You win every hour, and sometimes...
times even more in Super Score from Super CFL.
Super CFL, Super Score, with a winner, an hour, winner, an hour, winner, an hour, with a winner, an hour, gives away sporting goods, $100 bills, appliances, 1973 Kremlin automobiles, radios, snowmobiles, those impossible to get tickets, more, with a winner, an hour, in Super Score, on Super CFL.
7 with Diggy for Wednesday morning. Listen, young single parents invite you to their auction tonight. That's at 8:30 at Francesco Banquet Hall, 8465 West Grand and River Grove. Hope you can make it. Shivering today. It's going to be worse. Partly cloudy, cold, low about 30 this morning. Cloudy and cold today with a chance of a little rain mixed with snow and a high of 38. Northwest 36, southwest 39. In downtown of Marina City now it's 41 at WCFL.
She was morning.
WCFL. 312. Wednesday morning in Chicago with Diggy Shannon and the Temptations. Papa was a rolling stone. Shannon, sometime between now and four, in Super Score, you're gonna win. WCFL, what the perfect time of the year to go to a garden party. Like right now, no mosquitoes, nothing. Rick Nelson.
I went to a garden party.
WCFL. 325, Dickie Shannon. For what it's worth, we had a phone call from a listener in Worth who says it is really snowing there. Isn't that neat? Put this tires on.
Something happening here.
WCFL Super Score. I'll take the fourth caller now at 5 dime on 0500.
When I saw you standing